All right, just this here now. Because of all the election frenzy, the feeding frenzy that's been going on for months and months and months.
Tumult.
I have here five things you might have missed during the election. There was other news, but it wasn't reported. So five things you might have missed during the election tumult. Number one is an Austrian Gaffin's cockatoo named Figaro learned how to use a tool to attract the BBC.
Oh.
Very interesting. Number two, Chris Brown and Rihanna's Nobody's Business marks their first collaboration since 2009's Domestic Violence. Also very big for them. Number three, the iPad Mini came out, and the word is pretty good, but pricey. Number four, that you might have missed during the election frenzy, Knock, a San Diego white whale, imitated the speech of his keeper, who was initially offended before realizing where it was coming from, from the whale. And five, there's still no hockey, but you probably got that news. So that's five things you might have missed during the election frenzy. That's okay, don't thank me. It's a public service. Because we're public radio, that's what we do. It's all public service. And now, you know, like we do each week at this time, actual memos sent in by actual listeners and communications of various sorts. Yes, thanks for the memos. This just came off a box that was mailed to our office, actually, that contained...
white powder?
No, some sort of liquor, I guess.
I didn't hear about that.
I didn't hear about it either. I just got this thing from the box. That's all I got for this lousy... But it was somewhat amusing, and it's a FedEx thing. It said, this package contains alcohol, adult signature required, check ID, recipient must be at least 21 years old. Do not deliver to an intoxicated person. Well, who needs it more, really, than... Okay, thank you for that. Okay. And just some other things here. Hi, Michael. It's John and Mary Knight. I'm sure you do not remember me, John, because it was back in the early 90s when I played and won the quiz. Oh, I remember that, John, like it was yesterday. At the studio on University Avenue. Yes, I remember that. You may remember my wife, Mary. Oh, do I remember your wife? Because she gave you a brief Reiki session on the donut table. Huh? Reiki. I don't care what you call it. It was on the donut table. That's how I know. It was very relaxing. Not for me. She is a Reiki master. Well, I don't remember any of this, but it sounds like I used to have great times. We now live in Sun City. Well, that's the way things are going. Reiki master 1 minute, Sun City the next. In Arizona. The city has its own library, and the memo enclosed was directed at some of the thoughtless book borrowers. Best wishes, John and Mary Knight. Okay, let's see what you got here. Your cooperation is desperately needed. Please remember that the R.H. Johnson Library is your community lending library. You borrow, but do not own individual library items, so please be considerate of your neighbors who will borrow the books and other materials left after you. It is just common courtesy not to make marks inside the cover or on the outside of the pages. Do not eat, drink, or smoke while reading a library book. Do not read in the bathtub or pool. Do not write in the margins. Do not underline or cross out words on the pages. Do not edit. Do not tape your receipt inside the book. Remember, replacing damaged materials wastes money that could be used to purchase new items. In order to avoid being charged a replacement fee, please call the library immediately if you discover the item you just checked out has damage. Thank you. Okay. Well, that's that. Not that good. Okay, I agree. How about this then? Well, thank you. And I remember that Reiki. I just remembered how to say it, but it was really... On a donut table. With the crawlers all around me. Or crawlers, some people say. All right. Here's another one here. How about this? A posting of a job on Virginia Jobs that someone sent in. Working title, Mouse Colony Manager. The University of Virginia. Mouse Colony Manager. Let's see what you got to do for that job description. This position exists to manage a large and complex mouse colony. If they're singing, I don't want the job. I don't care. I hate it when they make up words. Responsibilities include, but are not limited to, the following: working with lab director and someone else to review and maintain various colony strains, management and selection of breeders. Well, I could do that. Review, management, maintenance, and enforcement of animal protocols and lab procedures regarding mouse usage. Perform record keeping and data entry of mouse colonies with precision and timeliness. Management and validation of mouse databases. Okay, I guess that's not even good either. Okay. Seemed promising. How about this one? Also library related, as earlier. Two library staff, patron with a problem, staff. An upset patron called yesterday. Saturday, his girlfriend placed one of his personal books in the book drop. I told him we would look for it. We have, and it has not surfaced. The cause of his agitation is that he placed his ownership certificate to his automobile in the pages of this book, and he is in the process of selling it. The title is The Complete Idiot's Guide to Auto Care. But you knew it would be. If you have the book or have seen it, please let me know pronto. Some patrons, defying logic, blame us for this, their own handiwork. Thanks from the librarian. Okay, we hit one there, I think. Thank you for those memos, those notes, those letters, whatever you have. Where might one send all those things to?
If they want to send in memos, they can send them to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos, or go to notmuch.com and post it there.